Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, August 12, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. The peace effort in Sudan is threatened. Christian radio proclaims the peace of Christ. The church in India is threatened, and Bible teams reach out to children in Eastern Europe. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the Sudan as new helicopter attacks on Darfur are threatening to sideline peace efforts. The humanitarian crisis continues to grow, and according to Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung, the people are war-fatigued but looking toward the hope of peace.
They're very hungry for that to happen, and it's close enough that I think the hopes of most Sudanese people are raised that peace may be at hand, but it's still not yet a reality, particularly in the West. And so that seems to now be the linchpin that's holding up the final ratification.
DeYoung says while the instability in the West is a problem, their teams have seen a demand for more ministry.
The primary listeners are in the South, but we're heard throughout the country in Dinka and Nuer. And we are working on increasing our daily broadcasts in Nuer later this year, from 15 minutes every day to 30 minutes every day. Dinka will continue to be at 15 minutes per day.
Next, Christians in the state of Karnataka, India, are facing threats from radical Hindus. According to Gospel for Asia, one of their pastors was preaching last Sunday when angry men barged into the church. They accused the pastor of the 300-member congregation of forcibly converting people. Many Christian workers fled the area recently because of threats, but Pastor Ramzan stayed and continued to reach lost people for Christ. Pray for protection of these believers, and that many will turn to Christ despite the threats. You're listening to Mission Network News. Cambodian youth were on the receiving end of training from Teen Missions International. 49 leaders and team members joined together for evangelism training in that East Asian country. Teen Missions International's Steve Peterson says this was a landmark occasion.
This is the very first boot camp that we've organized and run for training Cambodian teens in their own country, how to reach their people and to have a vision for sharing the Lord.
American and Canadian youth set up the boot camp and helped train the national teen leaders. Peterson says this training could make a huge impact on evangelism.
The youth are the future of any country, and these young people from the churches and from the orphanages here in Cambodia, as they catch a vision for the Lord and grow in their walk with the Lord and catch a burden for sharing Christ, they know the language, they know the culture. They are the most powerful missionaries for reaching Cambodia and the rest of Southeast Asia.
Meanwhile, the church is growing in large numbers among a specific people group in Senegal, West Africa. CB International's Glenn Kendall says they're known as the Serere people, strongly fetish until just recently. Now many people are turning to Christ. Kendall says there are several reasons for the success.
You have experienced missionaries who set the foundation for ministry, people coming to Christ. Then you have key gifted nationals who are using culturally appropriate methods to help the church grow, and then you have some external help from American Christians.
Kendall says that doesn't mean the story is over for the Serere people.
While the church among the Serere people is growing 15 to 20% per year right now, it's starting from such a relatively small base that there's just many, many thousands of people yet to come to Christ.
The Serere believers aren't just looking at evangelizing their own people. They're looking at the unreached Wolof. Funding is needed for Bible translation. And many Eastern European countries still suffer economic, political, cultural, and spiritual brokenness as a result of decades of communism. The International Bible Society is announcing plans to reach 42,000 children with God's Word. These are children who might otherwise never hear the gospel in places like Kyrgyzstan, Romania, Serbia, and Slovakia. It costs less than $2 to give a Bible to a child in Eastern Europe. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.